invite you to turn in your Bible, Matthew chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, we'll be reading some familiar passage of Scripture today. But before we get into the reading of the Scripture, I want to ask you a question. Why do lost people stay lost? Have you ever thought about that? Why does a lost person remain lost? I mean, I've talked to a lot of different people, and I got some various answers from people on. I've asked them, well, why do you want to stay lost? And I've heard some various conclusions to that question. Some told me, well, we're scared if we get saved, we got to change the way we live. They've just come out front and told me that before. Others have told me, well, I might be made fun of by my family or my friends. They've shared that with me. Some have told me, well, Brother Terry, I think I'm all right. I had a lady in Atlanta, Georgia, last Super Bowl. I asked her about salvation. She said, what brings you to the conclusion that I need to be saved? You see, she thought that she was all right, or better yet, she seen no reason to be saved or to be saved from what? She didn't understand her lostness. You see, the Word of God speaks on a lot of subjects in the Bible. And there are a lot of wonderful subjects in the Bible. And I'm glad about that. Subjects that the Word speaks about, the love of God, eternal life, or heaven. It talks about words that comfort us and correct us and challenge us and change us. You see, the Word of God is filled with great and wonderful subjects and things. But you know also the Bible is full with some horrible things. I mean, it speaks about places like Sodom and Gomorrah. It tells about a flood in Noah's day in which all the world's population was destroyed. It tells and teaches about Satan and death and sin. But I reckon the most horrible subject you can find in the Bible is in the text that we're going to read here in Matthew and also in Luke momentarily, and that is the subject of hell. Jesus is speaking in Matthew chapter 7. And there in verse 13 he says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Notice what verse 21 says. This is Jesus speaking again. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wondrous works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Turn to Luke chapter 16. Now just go a little bit further in your Bible there in the New Testament. Luke chapter 16. There again, a very familiar passage of Scripture about a rich man and a man named Lazarus. It says in verse 19, Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gates full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumb which fell from the rich man's table, moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. One of the most horrible subjects in the Bible is the